Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. Friends, I hope you've had a fantastic week. You're safe, you're looking after yourselves, you're ramping up your self-care, and you're showing up as the best version that you can be. For yourself, number one, for your family and friends, for your customers, for your clients, for your colleagues, for your bosses, whoever that may be, let's hope they're getting the best version of you showing up. And this can be done by really being very aware and vigilant of your self-care and how you can look after your self-care. Especially during these times we face it now, we have to look after our self-care. We have to constantly explore what it is that is going to help us show up as the best version of ourselves. So before we jump into today's episode, episode 32, I just want to say thank you. Feeling so much love and joy from people around the world on my birthday. To the new subscribers, to the original subscribers, to the people that are familiar with my work, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. To my old friendships, to my new friendships, I cherish you. I celebrate our friendship. And to the people that are supportive of my work, I just want to let you know that I am truly touched by your messages and I am incredibly motivated to keep delivering content to you. Just so that you know, I do a daily live on Facebook. Join in. I go live. I talk about coaching tools, but really it's just to connect, to answer questions, and to just share good vibes. So if you would like to join this, go to Facebook, like my page. It's under I Am Simon, and join us. And it's a wonderful community of people. And also, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have about anything in your life that you're trying to shift. And I'd be honored to help you. So today's episode, this is for two types of people. Coaches and individuals that are looking for assistance. Let's start with coaches. And being a coach myself and having the privilege of coaching people and being trusted to help people shift their life positively, it's very, very important that you as a coach have some rules, some boundaries about the work that you are about to embark on with somebody else. And a lot of people, when it starts getting tough, they want to jump out. And coaches, don't let your clients jump out. And this can be done by when somebody embarks on a process of change with you as a coach, and you've done a chemistry session and it's all systems go, explain to people that all you ask for them is to do the work and commit to this time that they're giving themselves to be able to navigate themselves through this challenging time they're facing or whatever it is they're trying to shift in their life. So coaches, don't let your clients jump out. Please, it's your duty to let that person trust you and for you to make that person feel that they can't jump out. Because people need to do the work, and you as a coach need to get them to do the work. Because if they can go through that process of change, hard in the beginning, messy in the middle, change at the end, it's so remarkably powerful to see someone transform. And that's why I think that's why I'm a coach, because I get the privilege to see people transform their life or achieve what they want to achieve or create more time in their life to see what becomes available to them, whether they want to change their career, whether they want to embark on an event. And having the privilege of being involved in that process with someone is truly magic. And I urge you coaches out there to respect your clients. Give of your best, be of service, but don't let them jump out. Because when it starts to get difficult, when it starts to get uncomfortable, they want to jump out. We don't like to change as human beings. We rather survive on the way we've learned based on our survival instincts. And that is a disease. And that disease is called being unpresent and not enjoying the experience of who you are. So coaches, however you do it, whether you express up front, as I do, that I need a minimum of 3 months to work with someone, whatever your systems are, whatever your coaching tools are, make sure that the client commits to that. Take money out of it, but they must commit to the sessions. However they pay, that's a whole nother discussion, but they must commit to the sessions with you as a coach. Because accountability is a part of the process of getting someone to change, and that's important. So look at your terms and conditions, but understand what it is first and foremost, what you need to do to be able to help that client change, and for you to get that client to engage in this process of change is so, so, so important. So coaches, that's a challenge. Don't let your clients jump out. And also ask yourself some uncomfortable questions. How many of your clients are jumping out before they've experienced a process of change? Look at the service you offer. Look at your platform, your coaching tools. However you're doing it, offer more value. Because you know as well as I do, change takes time. But people need to commit to changing first and foremost. So now I want to talk about people that are going through a very difficult time. Whether it's a relationship struggle, whether it's a career struggle, whether it's a mental, emotional, spiritual shift that they're wanting to embark on, trauma they want to revisit, whatever that may be. I beg of you, please, to just listen to me. Change is incredibly, incredibly difficult. But if you can just trust the space, if you can just realize that you're giving yourself the gift of going through a process of change and enjoying that process of change, it makes it easier to commit to it. Trust the coach. Trust his work or her work and rely on them. But don't jump out. Because when it starts to get uncomfortable, the brain takes over and we don't want to do the work. We convince ourselves that we don't need to do the work. And I speak from experience. There were many times in my early days of getting therapy that I wanted to jump out. I really did, many times. But my coach / therapist didn't allow me. And wow, am I thankful that he didn't allow me to jump out. Because if I jumped out, I wouldn't be doing the work I am today. And I wouldn't be the conscious man that I am today. So I know from experience, friends, trust the space. Bless yourself with the gift that you're giving yourself to embark on a process of change. Trust the coach, trust the therapist, trust the trainer, trust the psychiatrist, whoever that is navigating you, trust them. Don't let your mind bully your thoughts. And what the easy decision is. Because we find ourselves seeking comfort with solutions. And we attach ourselves to things that are going to stop our suffering. But I've got news for you, friends. When you've got something that you want to shift internally, you have to do the work. It takes work. You've got to show up and you've got to do the work. I mean, there were many times in my early years of going to a therapist that I didn't even speak much, but I committed to it. I committed to it, and my therapist wouldn't let me out of that space. He would not let me jump out. Tough times never last, my friends. They really don't. But internal work takes commitment. And it takes trust. But when you can understand all these inefficiencies that you have with yourself, and you start to make sense of it, wow, your life looks very, very different. And that's the tremendous thing about doing internal work and relying on somebody to navigate you through that process of change. And I see people, especially when it's a traumatic thing that they're wanting to shift, whether it's a very big decision, whether it's a relationship struggle, you want solutions immediately. You want to end the suffering. You want to end it immediately. You want to jump out. Just stop the suffering. But what comes with that mindset is the same pattern of behavior keeps repeating. And as I've said before, for those of you not familiar about my work, the same actor keeps showing up. So the question is, are you the problem or is the situation the problem? Because if you keep showing up as the problem, you're the problem. But we all want to jump out. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to do the work. We've become lazy as a race. The human race has become lazy. We become unconnected. We become judgmental. We become unpresent. We become a lot of things because we are constantly in a noise. We struggle to have uncomfortable conversations with ourselves. We struggle to have conversations with others because we're all in our heads. But for those of you who are going through a very difficult time, trust the space. And trust yourself. Because things ease up. Things change. And my God, if you can get your world to look different by 1 degree, the whole view is different. So short-term suffering for a long-term gain. And I think people, if this makes it easier, and for coaches, there's 3 stages. It's hard in the beginning, it's messy in the middle, and it's change at the end. And people want to jump out in the middle. When it gets messy, they want to jump out. And then this person's giving them advice, and that person's giving them advice, and then they get confused, and they don't rely on the coach or the therapist, and this pattern repeats, and the cycle repeats. And then you start to solve the complexes around you and you don't dive into the internal behavior, the internal survival techniques that you've learned through having to survive through experience or traumatic events in your life. Jump right in. Don't jump out. And that goes for coaches and individuals. What would we do differently if we knew you couldn't fail? You'd back yourself. You would back yourself, 100%. If you knew that you could do 10 sessions and you would feel better and you would see your life differently, we would do it. But why have we become so weak mentally? Why have we become so uncomfortable to be uncomfortable? It's like everything's got to be instant. We can't be calm. And also, when we're starting to get advice from passengers, wow, that's when the jumping out happens. I've seen it time and time again, and I refuse to let my clients jump out. It's their choice, obviously. You can't force someone to, but just by getting them to stay in that space, by getting them to commit to the gift that they've given themselves, there's change. You know, we get so caught up with life and the busyness of life that our heads go down and we just one day to the next. And I spoke about it on my Facebook Live this morning about legacy. And if we just had to look up a little bit and see where our inefficiencies are and see how we can live better, play better, perform better, and what our legacy may What legacy we want to create for ourselves? What legacy do you want to leave behind? You can start attaching dreams, goals, and things happen, positive things. You value your time with work. You value your beliefs. You value your inefficiencies as a human being. But why do we have this behavior of just jumping out when it gets a little bit tough? No, we out. We out. Internal work takes time. It really does. It takes time. There's no fast solution to it. But just trust the space. Trust yourself and trust the space. You know, looking back on the fantastic people I've worked with and continue to work with, covering all aspects of things that want to shift, from events to life-related stuff to performance-related stuff. The people that are consistent change. Not intensity, they're consistent. If you keep being consistent, you change. Consistency always wins. Always. And just keep showing up. Keep showing up. Even if you don't feel like speaking, just show up. Just show up. Because you will end your suffering by understanding your suffering, by understanding the lessons of the universe that are you getting taught. As unfair as it is sometimes, jump right in. Whatever you want to achieve in your life, jump in for it. Jump right in. Jump right in. Go for those dreams that you want to create for your life, those memories you want to create, those everlasting events in your life that you will never forget. Go and get them. Jump into them. But don't jump out. Think about the times that you've jumped out and you've regretted it. We don't trust the space. We really don't. We don't trust the space because it's so painful. And our suffering, we become solution-based with our suffering. We want to end it. And as I've said in previous podcasts, pain and suffering is where the glory happens. So whatever it is in your life that you're wanting to shift, commit to it, jump right in. Don't quit. Make sure it's sustainable, then it's successful. Coaches, don't allow your clients to jump out when it gets a bit uncomfortable. Don't let them find excuses that they're coming up with in their head to stop what they're doing. And navigate them through that process of change. Navigate them through the difficult time that they're going to go through, because as I've said many times, friends, tough times never last. They just don't. They really don't. And you get to the other side and wow, it's just so magic, isn't it? Think about the times that you didn't jump out and you achieved what you wanted to achieve and the joy that you've experienced because of that. So friends, that's my little spin for the coaches out there. I hope there's some takeaways there for you. Remember how lucky you are and how privileged you are to be employed by that person to help them change their life. Isn't there no greater gift than saying to someone you've changed their life? It's funny how we put a value to that. What would you pay somebody if they could change your life forever? You'd pay anything, wouldn't you? I would. Well, within reason. But coaches, respect the work that you do. Constantly give of service. Be available. Don't let your clients jump out. Refuse. Look at your terms and conditions. Make it achievable for the clients to continue with you. But just don't let them jump out of the space. And don't let them jump out because of affordability or something. Make a plan. Negotiate a plan. Come to some kind of agreement. Let them do the work. Get them to do the work. Because you as a coach, by getting that client to do the work, will manifest so much more success for yourself with other clients and just pure joy by having the ability to change someone's life. That's my motivation. And I feel incredibly privileged, and I'm very confident saying that I've changed thousands of lives positively. I've made an impact. And to the people that are struggling, that are in a process of working with someone, don't jump out. Trust the space. Trust the space. Remember, three stages to change. Hard in the beginning, messy in the middle, change at the end. Back yourself. Don't jump out. Do the work. Commit to it. You've got nothing to lose. Because when you can see your life by 1 degree different, your whole view is different on your whole experience of who you are. So guys, that's episode Jump Right In and Don't Jump Out, episode 32. Thank you once again. Absolutely love doing these podcasts. If there's any questions, you can DM me directly and I'll be honored to help assist you shift anything in your life. Have a fantastic weekend. Look after yourselves. Lots of love. Cheers for now.